Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here and you know, experience this environment for the first time.
And obviously, I know it's disappointing. Every player in the league would rather be here with their teammates. Before we get into football, you're here, Athletes in Action, kind of being a spokesman for a lot of people. Tell me what it's about and why it's so important to you.
Yeah, I'm here with Athletes in Action, and we're just here to really serve the community and you know, give back. We're out here to really, you know, endorse our religion and our faith and really get out there and speak to people about that, you know, try to give them a word from our God and just really try to help people with anything they have problems with. And we were at a homeless shelter this morning and, you know, just trying to give back and serve.
You come to the CFL, a guy who really kind of burst onto the scene this year. How would you evaluate your first year, and how difficult was it for you to adjust to the 12th man on that defense?
It was exciting to get out there. And, you know, it's been, you know, something that has gone on in my career a lot of times, and even in high school and in college, I've been thrown into the fire a little bit. And, you know, that's kind of how I like it now. So, that's the best learning tool is to get that in-game experience. So, you know, getting out there and getting the opportunity to go out there and play the actual game was a lot different than practice. It's a big-time adjustment getting used to that 12th defender, but it's something that I'll learn from it and grow on for next season.
Now, you played football your whole career. You played NCAA Division II in Saginaw Valley, 11 guys on the field. What is the biggest – because when we say, okay, it's an extra guy, it's one more guy in the secondary, it really shouldn't be that much. But it is a significant change. From the quarterback's eyes, what does it make you see different?
It makes you have to account for one more guy, and it makes you account for a different scheme on defense. Down in the States with 11 guys, there's only a select amount of defenses you can really play. So, you know, now coming up here, there's multiple defenses that add on to the schemes of the defense as a whole. So it makes it a little more tougher to anticipate when you don't completely understand everything that's going on yet. So it's something that, like I said, I'm going to have to learn from and get better at. But it's really going to be a challenge for me in this offseason to really, you know, recognize some of that stuff that's going on defense.
There a certain defensive system that you found as a quarterback was really hard to get a read on?
Edmonton had a good system, and Calgary did a good job as well. A lot of times, you know, I'm a deep threat type of guy. I want to go downfield, and Edmonton did a really good job a lot of times of taking that deep threat away and forcing me to throw underneath, which was something that I figured out on film, and it's something that you can learn from. But, you know, during that time of the game, it was something that kind of caught me off guard, and it's something that I had to learn from.
I think a lot of us, you know, we've never played the quarterback position, maybe other than, you know, with our buddies. When you've got the defense and the game is so fast, and you literally got maybe 2.5 to 3 seconds, take your drop, analyze, know who your primary receiver is, and then go to, like, how do you take in all that information in such a short time and know where's the throw to make?
That's where you're relying on your film study and your preparation. You know, coaches do a great job of trying to prepare you and really helping you to understand the defense as a whole and, you know, tendencies that people are going to present. So when the nickel is sliding over to the field side, you know that you possibly have a blitz from the weak side or something like that. You know, there's always a little tendencies that you can pick up on, but using that stuff to, you know, using film to really prepare you helps you anticipate to know what the defense is doing before they even do it.
Quarterback of the BC Lions, Jonathan Jennings, joins us. How much did Travis Lule help you? What's the best piece of advice he gave you?
Be decisive. Travis has been a great help, and you know, the thing he told me from the beginning when we were roommates together in training camp was, you know, if you're going to make a mistake, just make it and be decisive with it. When you start going out there thinking you kind of know something, but you're going to, you know, try to figure it out on the field, that's when you start making mistakes. And, you know, that's something that, you know, I started to do was just become decisive. Even if it was, you know, maybe the wrong move, X's and O's, sometimes you can make the throw happen just by being decisive and knowing that you want to make it happen.
Have you improved as far as in your film study from the start of the year until now? And if so, what did you get better at when you were watching film?
Film studies improved on recognizing defenses. And, you know, when I first came in, like I said, the 12th man kind of confused me a lot. And it was something that was different. And it took a lot of time to, you know, get the terminology down, you know, as to what the coaches were talking about and what they meant by a cut defense or, you know, somebody, a halfback even. You know, we don't have halfbacks really in the state. So it was a lot of different things like that. But recognizing the defense as a whole was huge, and understanding what routes and what concepts beat those type of defenses.
What is a cut defense?
Really when the corners roll down and the halfbacks drop high. So okay. You got three high and corners still in a low zone. So in the States, you know, it'd be like cover two, but you only have two high. Mm-hmm. So that extra guy just creates a, you know, sometimes they call it a cloud, where, you know, there's just a lot more guys out there covering a lot more field.
Jonathan Jennings joins us, quarterback of the BC Lions. As, you know, we evolve, and we've seen a lot of young quarterbacks come in, and very few, you know, have had the early success that you had in BC. What do you feel matched your skill set to succeed in the CFL? Why did you have success earlier where a lot of young quarterbacks struggle?
I think, like I said, you know, I had a great mentor in Travis Lule, had great coaches that always prepared me, and I just have – you know, I have a mentality to attack, and I'm not, you know, going to go out there afraid to play ball and afraid to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes, but you kind of got to, you know, you got to learn from them and get over them. You know, next play is kind of the thing, and being a four-year starter in college really helped me as a leader.
You went to college, NCAA Division II, and in the Division I big schools, I was talking with Mike Riley about this, and he feels at times that, you know, the plays are so scripted that a lot of quarterbacks, when they come turn pro, especially in the CFL, they don't know how to read a defense, right, just in the scheme of things, because they're looking at the sidelines and they send in the play, and that's what they run. In Division II, it seems that quarterbacks you get a lot more of an opportunity to actually read a defense. Do you feel that helps you, and is that something that, you know, we're seeing more and more NCAA Division II quarterbacks come out, whether it's the CFL or the NFL, because they've been given an opportunity to maybe not run into so many scripted plays?
Yeah, I think that's certainly part of it, but I also think there's a lot of underrated talent in Division II. You know, a lot of guys Division I, they might have that big arm, they might have that big frame, and they're also throwing it to great receivers a lot of times. And you know, that's not to knock the quarterback for having great receivers, but sometimes that's really the case in Division II. You know, a lot of times you have to be more precise and you have receivers that, you know, aren't as talented as the ones in Division I. But, you know, like I said, there's talent everywhere. So really just, you know, coaching has a lot to do with it as well. And, you know, just kind of the schemes that you're asked to handle.
Jonathan Jennings from the BC Lions joined us. Henry Burris, 40 years of age. As a young guy yourself, and you look at Burris, you're 23. You're like, man, I could be playing in 17 years.
Oh man, that's that's an accomplishment, and that is truly truly amazing what he's done. And he's had a heck of a season. You know, watching him has been pretty ridiculous. It's something I look up to. And 17 years, that's truly amazing.
Who were the quarterbacks or the football players that you grew up either idolizing or mirroring your game after, or just big fans of?
I was always a fan of Peyton Manning. You know, I'm still a young guy, so, you know, I was growing up with Peyton Manning, and I just liked the way he prepared. I liked the way he took the game. He took the game so serious. You know, even when I was in college, my coach told me something about Peyton Manning where, you know, he practiced making his fake handoffs look exactly like his regular handoffs. And,
yeah,
and that was something so meticulous that he did to take care of, you know, the job as a whole and to make himself that much better.
6 feet, 200 pounds. Some deem you as a small quarterback. You know, a lot of QBs, it got to be 6'3". What's the biggest challenge being a smaller quarterback?
I think the biggest challenge is, you know, not getting the opportunities that everyone else gets. You know, I don't think it really takes away from anything. I always talk about it, you know, what's the difference between 3 inches? I think that if you're 6'3 or you're 6', you still have to see over 6'6 guys, and you still have to make the same reads. And I don't think that really keeps me away from doing that. And it's, you know, it's kind of a challenge that I look forward to attacking every day.
Well, Jonathan, we really appreciate you stopping by. Best of luck. Continued success. The league is better when they've got better quarterbacks, and it's good to see another good young quarterback coming up. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. Thanks.